This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A year after raising the alarm on the open southern border, California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy on One America News says things are getting worse, not better.
Because what's happening, not only does he have an open border, President Biden, allowing all these people illegally in, we now have fentanyl, enough fentanyl in America to kill every single American seven times over.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, after refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee, is now facing voter fraud charges in North Carolina. The complaint alleges Mr. Meadows registered to vote in 2020 to an address he never visited. President Biden and China's Xi Jinping are set to speak on Friday. The White House has warned Beijing not to assist Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a claim China denies and will be clarified when the two talk. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The National Transportation Safety Board reported last night the driver of the pickup involved in a fiery head-on collision in Texas that killed nine people, including six University of the Southwest golfers, was only 13 years old. President Biden's Supreme Court of the United States nominee, if approved, may need to recuse herself from one of her first cases.
At her Senate confirmation hearing next week, Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson will immediately face calls to recuse herself from one of her first major cases she would hear as a justice, a challenge to Harvard University's use of race as a factor in undergraduate admissions. Jackson, an alumna of Harvard College and Harvard Law School, currently sits on the university's board of overseers that provides counsel to the university's leadership on priorities, plans, and strategic initiatives. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
March Madness basketball tournament upset last night as Kentucky lost to St. Peter's in overtime. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Indicted Representative Jeff Fortenberry, the Republican from Nebraska, is blaming his indictment on bad cell phone reception. In a phone conversation with a donor, he was informed $30,000 may have come from an illegal source. The congressman said he didn't understand the content of the call. The FBI says he's lying. A lawmaker in D.C. says Russia is funding environmental groups across the United States to advocate against American energy independence by pushing the Green New Deal so Russian oil will become the world's choice. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Republican from North Dakota, on Newsmax Thursday.
Russia's involvement in spreading disinformation through the non-government organizations disguised as environmental groups in the United States is not a new story. This is something that we've known for some time. In fact, in 2018, a House committee found evidence that this was happening. Senate, under Democratic control, leadership admitted as much that Russia was spending money in the United States to push us toward the Green New Deal. And at the same time, that opens up markets for them to sell their dirtier fuel. So that's why I say what's not benefiting, of course, is the environment, because frankly, opening up markets for Russia to sell its dirty energy while we are not in that market is like taking a bath in a pig pen.
James Webb Telescope officials have announced its Mir segments are now aligned and is near operational status. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. You know, in a time of global upheaval, it is time to uncover God's prophetic plan and your place in it. You know, a lot of people are looking at what's happening in Ukraine, and as you've heard me talk with other other guests in saying that, the hard thing to pray sometimes is we see it in our way of what's going on, but we need to see that God's will would be done. Otherwise, we're going to end up being like Peter, right? When Jesus told Peter, said, hey, look, this is going to happen to me. Peter said, oh, no, you don't have to do that. You know, what are you doing? And what did Jesus tell him? He said, get behind me, Satan. So, you know, we have to make sure that what we are praying is consistent with God's will. Now, the prophetic has been given to us as a gift from God because he's the one that knows the end from the beginning. And he's shown us time and again that he is faithful to that end. Jeff Kenley joins us now. He's back with us, and we're going to be talking about his new book, Aftershocks, Christians Entering a New Era of Global Crisis. And in the middle of that global crisis and the crosshairs, are upon us. You can see the red dots on anybody or anything that is Christian. Jeff has authored over 30 books. He speaks across the U.S. His ministry equips churches and Christians to discern the times and live with confidence. And that is so crucial in these times, especially. Jeff Kenley, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, great to be back with you.
Well, Jeff, thank you for your faithfulness to respond to God's call and his sanctification on your life and ministry, because your voice is so needed, your sober voice, your voice of direction and encouragement to all of us to seek God, you know, and this is where we are. I mean, I've talked with some pastors, Jeff, and I think they got tired of 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know, when I used to deal exclusively with a lot of CEOs across the country, they said, "Well, I'm tired of, you know, beating that that mission drumbeat." And I said, "But that's your job. That's what you have to do. You have to continue to write, remind the people, you know, why you're here." It's kind of like, you know, that play of Mice and Men. Lenny, tell us where we're at. You know, where are we going? Give me the dream again. You know, encourage me. And this is what 2 Chronicles 7:14. Does it reminds us that, look, at we're going to lose our way, and there is a specific prescription that people need to be reminded of. And right now, more than ever, 2 Chronicles 7:14, in my humble opinion, is in play and needed.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we are a nation in need of national repentance. We have been on a downward spiral, geopolitically, morally, culturally, throughout our time, the past several years. And, you know, Bill, I've never seen it so acute, things that are really converging across the world. And it's really getting everybody's attention. I mean, you talk about aftershocks. I mean, what we've gone through with this whole COVID thing, I mean, no one could have ever really seen this thing coming, and yet it's gripped the entire world from every nation to every neighborhood. And just when we think we're coming out of it, boom, here comes a brand new crisis. And of course, I think we're going to really move in these aftershocks from crisis to crisis. It's shaking the world as we know it.
Mm-hmm. And people of faith are realizing that there's corporate implications here. When you have a leader that you have allegedly elected into office, that even though he comes with some sort of admission that he is a practicing Catholic, with all due respect, being a Catholic myself, I say that he needs more practice, just setting that aside. But, you know, he comes in that shroud to lead people to believe that he has some level of spirituality. And look what has happened. Like you talk about the tsunami and these aftershocks. The aftershocks of the 2020 election, the ramifications of that included, you know, our energy independence going by the wayside, our southern border being compromised, you know, our standing internationally, exit from Afghanistan. And we knew when that domino fell, there was going to be even more dire implications. And now here we are seeing it in Ukraine. And how much further down the road before we start seeing what we're seeing in Ukraine happening in Taiwan?
No, absolutely. And I think it's really telling of the fact that there is a massive void of leadership in the world right now. Mm-hmm. As soon as America really lost its position, its strength, after the election, people began to say, well, no one's really minding the store anymore. No one's going to come against us. So it emboldened Putin and Russia. I think it's emboldening China right now with Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the world's just looking around going, there's nobody driving, nobody piloting this ship. And so
exactly.
That allows evil men to come in and to take control.
Without a doubt. And this is a scary thing because, you know, I was sharing this with, you know, some men the other night, Jeff, is that, you know, think about this. There's really, that I'm aware of, only two nations that God has made a covenant with. Israel, one of them, and the other one, America. And we can thank the pilgrims. You know, God answered the prayer of 12 years of the pilgrims saying, God, just give us a nation. Give us a country where we can worship you freely. And God honored that. And he went into covenant with America. No doubt about it, or otherwise, the rich history that we have would not have been realized. But part of that covenant, I believe, included that we were to be a moral agency to the world and that we were to protect those, you know, those underdogs, those that were being annihilated. And when we have done that, it has gone well. But the thing is, see, we've gotten into this faux understanding that, oh, we're not supposed to be the police of the world. Well, I don't know who told you you weren't supposed to be. I believe that God sanctified America for a specific reason. And when we ignore the benchmarks that along the way, just like we did in Ukraine, Ukraine just didn't happen 2 weeks ago. This has been going on for decades. And if you're not sensitive to what peace is all about and that, you know, as the Bible says, you're supposed to pursue peace. So that means you've got to be mindful of it. And when you fail to be mindful of it, then you end up where we are now in Ukraine with a nuclear power. And now it's much more complicated, like the book of Ecclesiastes says, because sin isn't immediately reconciled. It gets more complicated down the road. And here we are with all these additional casualties and the threat of the world's freedom at risk right now because we ignored these important benchmarks. Is that fair?
Well, it is, and I think, you know, you look at Proverbs, which says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace, a reproach to any people. You know, America was given a stewardship of truth. We talk about it in some of my books how America was founded on Christian principles, and we were a nation that honored God in our foundation. But we've really lost our favored status with God, and we have departed from the truth. And we have not just done that, Bill. According to Romans 1, we have embraced sin and the depravity
exactly.
and debauchery that God predicts what destroys nations in the end times.
Yeah, it's one thing to be chastised by God, but it's another thing just to be flat out ignored. You know, as the word says, you know, as the children of Israel were crying out, is that, God, where are you? You no longer go out with our armies, right?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And this is where, exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Jeff Kinley. We're talking about his book, Aftershock, Christians Entering a New Era of Global Crisis. Stay with us. We've got more from Jeff after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the bearded men participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. And that distinction is in the heart. Men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation which can open the door to share both the good news of Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our desire is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and every bit of sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to hear the gospel message in their heart language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Russian Independent, just a way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. When we are live, if you're hearing us on delayed broadcast over the weekend, we welcome you and remind you that you can tune in live Monday through Friday, as I said, 9 to noon Eastern at BillMartinezShow.com. Jeff Kinley continues with us, his brand new book, Aftershocks, Christians Entering a New Era of Global Crisis. Jeff, what does this mean for people of faith right now?
Well, I think it means a lot of things. One thing is that we have to go back to Scripture to see that the events of the end times were prophesied 2,000 years ago and beyond. And the Thessalonian believers were going through the same thing. When Paul wrote 2 Thessalonians, they were in a time of great confusion, great upheaval. There was persecution rampant across the world against Christians. And the Bible says they were disturbed and shaken in their faith. And Bill, the greatest thing that I'm seeing is that there's such a lack of information and equipping of most Christians out there concerning how to discern the times. Many pastors will avoid Bible prophecy. They'll avoid revelation. And yet these things are at our doorstep now, these world events. And so it really drives us back to the Scripture to say, what does God say about the times in which I'm living?
And it's so important, because what's happening, according to Barna, is people are going and they're looking for these answers. They have questions in their hearts and their spirits. They go to these churches and they find the church to be irrelevant. So guess what? They don't come back.
No, that's exactly what happened during COVID. A third of Christians stopped going to church, and according to Barna, about a third of those are not going back either. And we've gone home. Our Bible study, our Bible reading levels have dropped dramatically during COVID, when you think we would get more in contact with the Lord. So the church is really in a precarious place. I mean, she's shaking with this aftershock like the whole world, and yet we're the ones that have the solid rock. We have the bedrock of the faith, and yet we're not really tapping into it like we should right now.
Well, when Jesus says it is not by the bread of man, but the word of God that I live by, wow, I mean, hello, you know, and just as you said, for a time such as this, if we're not syncing up with God's plan and purpose right now, that's why I mentioned earlier, I, to be honest with everybody in terms of, you know, how we pray, is that the whole idea and the concept of God's will be done is so critical, because right now, in terms of discerning the times, we see the directional here. The rise of the one world government really coming, you know, Klaus Schwab coming on scene, this globalism that's taking place, President Biden last week, oh yeah, by the way, signs a new executive order about the future of money. I mean, all this stuff is predicted in the Bible, and God gave us prophecy so that we could be prepared, forewarned, and prepared for a time such as this, because we're starting to go down that road, are we not?
No, we really are, Bill, and that's the thing. Is when Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, he said, look, you yourselves know well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief. But he says, you have no need for these things to be written to you again, because they're already in your Bible. I mean, that's the thing, is that Christians have to realize that these things are prophesied in Scripture. We see it in Daniel. We see it in Revelation, the global government, the economy, everything that we're seeing right now has already been prophesied. And so Christians have to get a hold of their Bibles, because it's the only anchor we have in this storm. This is the only real guidepost that we can draw upon. And so that's why I tell people, and through the book Aftershocks, I point them directly in the Scripture and show them how Scripture speaks to the times which they're living. And Bill, here's the great thing. When we have that, we begin to have confidence, we begin to have clarity, and most of all, we begin to have hope.
Well, without a doubt, and guess what? You know, the Western Church has not been under persecution like churches in the East or churches in China or, you know, these totalitarian governments where the churches are really in the crosshairs and the suffering that takes place, including all kinds of, you know, heinous crimes against humanity. It can, you know, the baseness of humanity can be such and so disgusting, like what we're seeing right now in front of our TVs. But this is minor. But, you know, how do you handle the persecution and not grow faint, as the Bible says, when we're put under pressure? You know, this is the challenge and the opportunity, right?
No, it really is. And when you read in Revelation 2 and 3, Bill, what you see is Christ addressing these churches. Five of them he rebukes, two of them he condemns. But every single one of those churches, Jesus says, he issues a promise to him who overcomes. And that word overcome is the word we get our word Nike from. It's the Greek god of victory, of conquering, of winning. And Jesus says, because he has overcome in Revelation 5, we can also overcome. And so that's why we need to tap into the word of God, which leads us to the person of God, which allows us to overcome in the power. power of God.
Now, people need to understand, and I remind them of this, is yes, this man-made one-world governance is coming about. It is clear that this is happening with the reset, the language, even our own politicians here in America. But what happens always with God is you always get the fake before you get the legitimate. We are going to ultimately end in a one-world government, the best one-world government you can have, with Jesus as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and he will be the head of this new world order. And the rest of this stuff is, you know, we can look at it and just shake our heads because we know where this is leading. And much the same way I was sharing with my son the other day, Jeff, that when I went in the Marine Corps, and this is how this comes together here, they picked us up at the bus station in San Diego, and there were 87 of us on the bus that they put on the bus. There were a couple of Marines that were escorting us to MCRD in San Diego. And as we're on the bus trip, these guys are cutting up and they're cutting jokes and, you know, whatever, just having a grand old time. And I noticed the Marines sitting up in the front, just kind of just smiling and just shaking their heads like these knuckleheads have no idea what they're in for. And, of course, 20 minutes later, we get to MCRD in San Diego, and we're not greeted with, you know, the welcome ladies, you know, from the neighborhood with a basket of flowers and chocolates. No, it's a couple of drill instructors yelling and screaming profanities that we've never heard ever in our lifetimes, you know, to get off the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, get back on the bus. Now you see those yellow foot, put your feet in those yellow footprints on the tarmac. You know, all that to say is that, you know, sometimes we just don't know, you know, what's coming, but we do as people of faith because God made it clear. And yes, we can kind of shake our heads and just go, if they only knew, but our responsibility, God tells us, is that we are to pray for those, you know, first of all, to fellow Christians who have kind of lost their way and they've taken for granted. We've got to bring them back into the fold and into the army of God. And we've got to pray for them, and we've got to pray for everybody else so that they would not fall victim, and that if God has sanctified them to come into the kingdom, that we are joining and co-laboring with God in his efforts to that end, right?
Well, that's what we have to do. I mean, Scripture paints us this portrait of us being sheep, but we're also soldiers, and we're soldiers right now in a global spiritual battle. The key question is, are we being equipped? Is the average Christian digging into God's Word, having God's Word invested into them? And that's why I tell people right now, you need to get your roots deep, you need to get your heart ready, and you need to get prepared to reach out to a world that desperately needs answers, and Christians are the only ones who have the answer.
Exactly. But you're not going to have the answer if you're not in God's Word. And this is the thing Barna points out in other studies, is that if you have a casual relationship with God's Word, you're going to be a victim and not a victor. And this is why now more than ever, you need to lean into the Word of God, and this should be your daily bread.
Absolutely. And unless we feed ourselves daily, we're not going to have that strength, that spiritual nourishment, and the ability to fight not only our own battles, our own temptations, but the world that's being thrust upon us right now.
Well, it's a challenging time that lies ahead. And there is much to be said about those who are able to fight the good fight and overcome. And we pray, Jeff, that we would all be overcomers, and that we would, you know, follow the clear prescription and counsel, the full counsel of what God tells us in his Word, because the time is drawing nigh, is it not?
No, it really is. We're seeing the signs converge all around us, and it tells us to start looking up and look for Jesus. Even though we're in a time of global upheaval, Christ can give us that solid ground during these aftershocks.
Jeff Kinley has been with us. His book, Aftershocks, Christians Entering a New Era of Global Crisis. It'll be linked on our website. Your website, real quick, 3 seconds.
JeffKinley.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was
is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A year after raising the alarm on the open southern border, California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy on One America News says things are getting worse, not better.
Because what's happening, not only does he have an open border, President Biden, allowing all these people illegally in, we now have fentanyl, enough fentanyl in America to kill every single American seven times over.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, after refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee, is now facing voter fraud charges in North Carolina. The complaint alleges Mr. Meadows registered to vote in 2020 to an address he never visited. President Biden and China's Xi Jinping are set to speak on Friday. The White House has warned Beijing not to assist Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a claim China denies and will be clarified when the two talk. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Little programming note coming up in about 30 minutes. You want to be around for this as well. Richard Pearson is back with us. He's the host of Prophecy USA Broadcast. His new book, The Hour That Changes Everything, America's Role in Bible Prophecy. You've heard me say this before, that quite often in prophetic conferences that I attend, the number one question that comes up is, where is America in the book of Revelations? Where is America in the final days? Well, Richard, I'll tell you, I believe that God has downloaded information into his spirit about America and the evidence that is there, something like 53 biblical descriptions, and you are going to be surprised on how it coincides with the United States of America, and that'll be coming up in just about 30 minutes from now, so stay tuned for that. Right now we've got Jeremy Keaton back with us. Jeremy's a licensed marriage and family therapist and director of counseling services with Focus on the Family. Hey, Jeremy, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Good to visit with you always and your listeners. Thanks for having us here from Focus on the Family. It's our pleasure.
Well, Jeremy, you're talking about one of my favorite topics, and that is relationship.
Yeah.
Jesus made it clear. I mean, two of the greatest commandments we could have is a relationship with God and a relationship with one another. Relationships are absolutely key. And I've been blessed in my experience with life. That has just been something that I guess maybe God has gifted me with, this appreciation for relationships with others. And I hold my relationships with other people dear.
Well, we are made for relationships, and you're emphasizing that in the right way, Bill, because what is true ultimately about God, our Creator, in whose image we are made? It is that God is a Trinity. He is a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, out of which we come, and we're made in His image. Just to start theologically, we are set into families, set into communities, because we are made in the image of God. And the value of teaching our children and modeling for our children, especially after we're getting out of the quarantine lifestyle of the last couple years here, to really reengage socially, exactly, emotionally with others is so key.
Well, I got to tell you, Jeremy, I was very blessed with my dad, who would always remind us. He would say, you know, no one person was given all the goods, so to speak. You know, that you could not be an island unto yourself, even though you know, Simon and Garfunkel had that song about being an island unto themselves. I mean, I think people may have found out the hard way during this era of COVID that being an island unto yourself, no bueno, not really good at all. But I always heard my dad when he said, no person has been given all the goods. And sometimes the people that you will come in contact with that are the most irritating, they have that missing puzzle or that appropriate word that God needs to deposit into you. But it's that gift of that other person made in God's image that he's brought your way for relationship. And I have found that to be the case time and again. Some that are the most irritating are the ones that come with the biggest blessing.
Well, relationships do create sometimes, quote, inconvenience in life. Mm-hmm. And yet we as we give and we take, and we're not closed-minded, and we see others, we really see others for the human beings they are, even when we're either annoyed or we disagree, there's still that value of what can I take from this, even in the midst of a disagreement. You know, one thing also happening in our culture is the technology piece, which we will bond with a device instead of bonding with the person that's sitting right beside us. And I think that's an important skill to be on this theme of relationship as parents, really as adults, modeling that I still see others for the value they have, eye-to-eye contact, in the midst of this tech-driven world that we're in. And there are some real skills that children need to learn that I think are bypassing us more and more with the tech-driven culture and the phones and these types of things that are great tools for maintaining contact, but occasionally really distracting our eye contact and our attention from relationships.
Yeah, we've got to know when to use them, right? And how to use them when they're most effective, and how to set them aside. I know some families now are embracing the idea that when they have evening dinner together, all the electronic devices go in a basket. You know, they're on the other side of the room. Because, you know, sadly, even on vacation, I will observe families where, you know, there'll be a family of four and they all have their phones out. They're not even talking. You know, they're more, you know, focused on what's happening with their Twitter account or Facebook or something else, and they're missing out on that precious time, even on vacation, to you know, to connect and to share and to be able to bond and nourish one another through their relationship, and especially with people of the same family, right? I think that gives you an added advantage or an added blessing if you're honoring the family and each member.
Well, I would encourage families to really be intentional, and again, it starts with the parents. Who are the adults in the room? You know, we can point to the youth, but let's have, you know, when you point one direction, you have three fingers pointing back to yourself. Let's model this as adults and invite intentionality into certain, especially certain times of our week. I like what you said about the phones in a basket during dinner time, or even Sabbath, the idea of resting our brains from Sunday, on Sundays, to have no device Sundays. And yes, you're going to get complaints and how can we do this? But we did this in our home, and the things that come up and the opportunities that happen when you're intentional, you would be surprised at how doable it is, but how rewarding it is if you build that habit. You know, there is a book from Focus on the Family in our bookstore that we offer. I want to commend to your audience. It's called Screen Kids. Screen Kids by Gary Chapman and Arlene Pellicane. And there was a great discussion about the five skills your kids learn, and we all need to learn, by putting relationships first, putting screens down. Those five skills were affection, communication, anger management. You can't learn that staring at a phone. Apology and attention. And if you really think about these skills, they develop out of what? Relationship. Your kids learn from you modeling and speaking into their lives.
That's how iron sharpens iron, doesn't it? I mean, and you can't sharpen iron if you're not bringing your blade to the conversation, so to speak.
Yeah, and I think what's so important to remember is that not only eye contact, but the ability to see your fellow man, the ability to really even carry out the Great Commission. Don't we have to see the people that we're in front of to do that? And yes, lest we sound like we're against all technology, that's not what I'm saying. We can use the internet and our phones and all these tools to further the gospel, to connect with loved ones. They help us as long as they're helping us facilitate real relationships versus replacing relationships.
Well, Jeremy, we've got about a minute left here, and the challenge that we've had in this era of COVID, as you mentioned, I mean, I think of masks immediately and how some of these kids, they've not known a classroom, a teacher's face, or even others, their classmates' face without a mask, and the damage that this has done, and how this needs to be overcome. And just like everything else, we need to be intentional and understand that this is a process, and we need to take some baby steps on it, but we need to be intentional as where what the goal is. And the bottom line, as you mentioned, and this is a great book, too, by the way, and thank you for sharing, you know, what we can learn from this book that's available at Focus on the Family, and is that we realize that relationships, in-person relationships, we're designed for that, right?
We are, and invest in your time and your kids' time with others face-to-face.
Well, Jeremy, how can people be in touch with Focus and get their hands on the book?
Well, 1-800, the letter A and the word family, 1-800-A-FAMILY to speak with us, and FocusOnTheFamily.com, our online store. You can find a broadcast with that book, screen kits, as well as the book itself.
Okay,
for order.
So we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sarah's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Carl quit this morning, so Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Ambassador Sam Brownback is back with us. He is, of course, a senior fellow with Open Doors USA, and lots to discuss with the ambassador. Sam Brownback, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, it's a pleasure to join you. Thank you for covering this topic. There's just so much to cover on religious freedom anymore. I wish it wasn't such a key topic, but it is. It's even involved in the Ukraine-Russia conflict.
Exactly. Well, we were warned. The Bible was really clear that religious persecution would take place. The good news is, Ambassador, is that what evil means for bad, we know God turns around for good. And there's a lot of redemption coming in the midst of this persecution, isn't there?
There is. And there, you know, there always is. It seems like it's under hard times that we really grow in our faith, that the roots sink in deeper. I know my faith really blossomed when I had cancer. So,
yes.
I mean, but it's the hard times. Unfortunately, I hope we're prepared to turn to the Lord, not away from him, when we confront these hard times. And I think there are going to be more and more of them.
And people of faith, Ambassador, have to be prepared, because people are coming to them saying, what do you have that I don't have? What is that peace that yes. you're demonstrating that I need to have in my life? So we have to be prepared to give that rightly spoken word to that person that's looking for the answer, right?
You know, I heard that example when COVID was starting up in China, some of the people there that had become Christians, and there was a lot of Chinese Christians now. Some of their family members were making fun of, and then COVID hit, and they started confronting the issue of death, and those people that were making fun of them started turning around saying, well, why are you comfortable now? Well, why are you at peace? I mean, this is a terrible situation, and it is a terrible situation. Where's that peace come from? And it's a chance for your life to shine and for you to be able to speak out, and I think we're going to have a number of times like that. I think in Ukraine right now, you've probably got a lot of Christians there that have a chance to speak up that wouldn't be heard earlier.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is what is, you know, uniting our hearts with them in such an incredible way. And it's causing us to say, okay, where is God in this? So that we are, we're aligned, and we're in unity with the triune God and his purpose for what's going on. Because Russia invading Ukraine is no surprise to God, is it?
Not at all. I mean, to me, it's terrible. It's horrific. It should never have happened. I pray against it. I pray that the Russian army pulls out. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I mean, we know God uses, he doesn't waste anything. He doesn't waste these situations. I pray it ends quickly. But I pray that people come to know him and the peace that he has, even in traumas. He tells us that we're going to have traumas. He doesn't mm-hmm. promise us an easy life. We all know that. But he promises us that he will be there, and he'll be there with us, and he'll carry us through that. And that's what, you know, I'm hoping and praying for the people of Ukraine and the rest of the world will see. With God's hand and support and peace in this situation, and I pray that it ends, mm-hmm. that the Ukrainian people can have their own country whole and free.
Well, I'm with you on that, but I have to tell you, I'm challenged with the Peter Jesus moment when Jesus said, "Hey, this I'm going to the cross." Peter says, "No, you're not. You don't have to do that." And Jesus told him, "said Get behind me, Satan." And, yeah. You know, in my prayers, about Ukraine, it's always covered with God's will be done, because God has a purpose. I mean, there's no question, you know, the neocons have their purpose, and the military industrial complex we're seeing has its purpose for what's going on. But God's purposes trumps that. And that's what, your heart's the same way, Sam, that you're feeling the same way, is that we need to pray in union, in unity with God, in his will as to what's going to be done. Because, you know, when this first started to happen, I'm thinking, okay, are we down the road of the final chapter of Revelations? Because we know the northern kingdoms are going to come down. There's going to be something that grabs them by the jaws and drag them down. Now, is this step one to that? If it is, then there's a bigger agenda that's involved here other than our hearts breaking watching what's happening to the Ukrainian people and this government, a sovereign country, being invaded by Putin. It's God only knows, and it's with prayers of God's will to be done that I have to check myself constantly.
Well, and I always have to check myself. And being somebody that's been in government off and on for a number of years, you're always asking for me anyway. I was always asking for God's wisdom, because he put me in that position of authority, and you want to make the wise decision to help the most people that you possibly can. In that situation, the United States is a powerful nation, most powerful nation on the face of the earth. And we're the one that stands up for human rights and the dignity of the individual, and not that the collective is the one that has the right over you. So, you know, I want us to be wise. I want our leaders to be wise on these decisions, but also I want to be open to what God's doing and how he's moving us and how he's shaping the world. He hasn't sat this one out, and he's not going to sit this one out.
Right.
But I want wisdom, and he says, ask of that, and he'll freely give it. And I pray that for our leaders often.
Amen. I mean, America was sanctified for a reason. I mean, look what happened at the turn of the century. I'm talking the 20th century here, how America was the leader of the free world and how God elevated us, because he set us apart, sanctified us for that mission. And here we are. You know, meanwhile, people have been, you know, a bit confused in considering, you know, they'll say to me, "Well, Bill, you know, we're not supposed to be the police of the world." I don't, you know, to me, that's a bit of a cop out. I don't know that we're necessarily to be the peace of the world, the police of the world, but we certainly are an example. And this is what, you know, is that shining light that Ronald Reagan talked about, that light of hope and that light of freedom that's been out there. But I think, you know, somebody has turned, turned the dial down a little bit. We're not shining as brightly as we should. And I believe this is an opportunity for this country and people of faith, especially those who are called by his name, to return to first principles, Sam, to get back to God and understand that God's purposes reign supreme. And that's where, we will be on his side, co-laboring with him to open up the gates of people, coming into eternity, and not just, concerned about our own eternal finality, but others, because God wants us to lead a parade, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And we've been put in this vaulted position. I mean, we're the premier country in the world. I remember when Tony Blair addressed a joint session of Congress after 9/11, and he went off his script at one point in time, and he said, I know there's people in this country, in Idaho or Kansas, somewhere else that he hadn't been to, but that are asking, why us and why now? Why is America being called on, and why is this happening to us now? And his simple answer to it was, it's your time and it's your destiny.
Amen.
And I thought that was really beautifully put. I mean, there'd be a lot of people in this country who just say, look, let's just leave us alone and we'll leave you alone and let's just go on. But we're in a vaulted position.
Exactly.
I do think we have to keep our eyes on God, but I do think we have to fulfill the role that he's called us to be. And and that's, you know, again, asking for the wisdom in a particular situation what to do, and then having the courage and the boldness to go ahead and do it. You know, most people know the difference between right and wrong, but they often don't want to do something because the cost is high. It's kind of, I read a book on it called Leadership Pain, and it was that some people just, they don't want to lead, not because they don't know what's the right way to go, but because of the cost of doing the right thing. And I think we have to just say, you know, we are willing to move forward and do things, the right things. And we'll do that for the good of our people, and we'll do that for the good of the world.
And leadership demands courage. And you know, we've missed windows of opportunity along the way. And the more time we delay, as the book of Ecclesiastes refers to, is that it gets more complicated because it's not taken care of immediately. We've passed these opportunities by, and it has gotten more complicated. Collateral damage is increasing, and with the numbers, as we continue to see the devastation there in Ukraine, around the world, I mean, even in China, with what's going on with the Uyghurs in East Turkestan, same thing. I mean, it's just, it's more and more painful. It's going to require even more excellent and extraordinary leadership that has to be, and you and I agree, that it has to come from God. A couple of minutes left here, Ambassador, and I wanted to address quickly, you've been very active with Afghanistan. People think that Afghanistan has come and gone, but you are still there, you know, dealing with people that have been left behind, which is against the conscience and the very moral fiber of what America is.
It is. Yeah, and I'm working with a number of former military personnel to get people out that were working at NGOs or people that had helped them when we were there. And, you know, we just don't leave our own behind.
Exactly.
We make sure we get our folks out. And we did there. I mean, it was one of the most shameful things we've done in the last several decades, the way we pulled out of that place. And we've got people now that are in hiding that had worked for NGOs or that are Christian converts. You know, if they stick their head up, they're likely to be captured, thrown in jail, and killed. Mm. There will be a genocide in Afghanistan in a year of religious minorities. That's what the Taliban and the other radical groups are going to do, and we've got to do whatever we can to get them to safety, get them out of the country, or they're going to be killed. They will be killed. And that's
exactly
why we keep working with the folks to... that this is not the way the United States works. We stand for our own. And
this is probably what opened the door for Putin, if the truth be known. About 20 seconds left. I want you to address quickly here, Ambassador, the second annual IRF summit coming up, the end of June?
Yeah, June 28th to 30th. Go on our website, IRF Summit 2022. Sign up. It is a grassroots collection and movement of the religious freedom coming together, and I hope people can come and attend.
Well, we got to leave it there. Godspeed, Ambassador. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Take care. God bless you all.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.